When an Anchorage man discovered the Dorothy concert tickets he'd purchased on Craigslist were counterfeit, he returned to the website in search of fellow victims. He found two who had also used the same phone number to buy phony tickets. Together, they combed through Craigslist until they discovered snowboard bindings for sale with the identical phone number. They arranged to buy the bindings, and when the suspect appeared at a parking lot driving the same car, they notified police. 21-year-old Shanda Barlow of Anchorage is charged with 3 counts of forgery, third degree, and 3 counts of theft by deception. Barlow also had an outstanding warrant for $10,000. Her bail was set at $15,000 with a required third-party custodian for release. Lieutenant Dave Parker, Anchorage Police spokesman, says investigators are looking for more victims.
We know that there were at least 5 victims, so we have 2 that are currently missing, and we would really like to find them. And the reason we know that is one of our clerks was at that concert. She observed 5 people with ticket problems, and there may be well more than that.
Parker says the police regularly receive complaints about internet and Craigslist transactions. He offers some advice.
It's best to make some kind of contact and make sure that you have that person's identity nailed down before you accept anything from someone on the internet.
The Craigslist scam doesn't surprise Tara Sims. Sims works in the Alaska office of the Better Business Bureau.
Probably the schemes that we see the most are when people are posting something on Craigslist to sell and they get consumers trying to buy from them, but they're saying, okay, well, I really want to purchase. They ask you all lots of questions, and then they send you a check for more than what you're asking for.
One tip you're a scam target is when the would-be buyer asks you to forward extra money to a third party for shipping or other service. Sims says once the buyer cashes the check and gives the money as requested, he or she can become an unwitting fraud accomplice.
The money being sent in the check is actually stolen money from a real person or business. And the money that you're forwarding it to the third party belongs to somebody else. So what happens is months down the road, you get a call from a bank or a government agency saying you've been involved in check fraud, and you have to pay back all the money, including the money that you sent to the third party, which really happened to be the scam artist.
This scam is not limited to Craigslist. It's also struck buyers using old-fashioned classified ads. Sims describes a local man selling puppies encountering a buyer who had a friend to handle the shipping. The seller became suspicious.
The person did some research online and found out that other people had been receiving these types of offers and that it was a scam, and so he was able to make the decision not to sell to that person, so the puppies were safe.
As was his money. Beyond Craigslist, Sims suggests checking out vendors on the Better Business Bureau website if this is the first time you're dealing with them over the internet. Sims says there you'll find customer concerns and complaints. She has more advice when making a purchase over the internet.
The easiest way to do that is instead of looking for HTTP in front of the web address, look for HTTPS, S as in secure.
Lieutenant Parker suggests consumers might also want to check the Internet Crime Complaint Center for internet scams, preferably before falling victim and filing their own complaint. That national site is www.ic3.gov. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.